Listener Paul from Oak Island wrote, "Since I've not heard any disparaging remarks about Diane Rehm's show recently, and since I've once again been cut off from the second hour of Science Friday because of her show, I'm taking the opportunity to give you some feedback again. Thank goodness for the internet, for so many things, yes, but definitely for allowing me to switch to another public radio station at any time, and specifically during the 3 o'clock hour, so that I do not have to hear her voice. I don't really care what happened to it, and I can, and I do, certainly sympathize with her for whatever caused it, but it simply does not excuse the fact that it is completely inappropriate for a radio format, as it is difficult, for me impossible, to listen to. I'm sure she's top shelf and crazy smart. I'd recommend her to a blog or newspaper column, perhaps Newsweek or Time. I will continue to listen to alternate public radio stations as long as she remains on your air, and I will never contribute to your station as a result, either." Listener Owen wrote, "Please stop your biased reporting from NPR. They praised Obama for going on the David Letterman show, while they blasted Romney for getting a pass on Fox News Network. If they can't stop this warped trend, then delete them from your format." 2 weeks ago, Ben Stang wrote to question NPR's use of an audio clip from a delegate to the Republican convention. Stang felt that the clip, in which the speaker said that Michelle Obama did not, quote, look like a first lady, unquote, unfairly portrayed Republican delegates in an unflattering light. There has been some discussion from other NPR listeners on this point, and the NPR ombudsman has addressed the issue in depth. You can read that column and follow the discussion on our September 7th Friday feedback. Just go to WHQR.org and look for Friday feedback under the News tab. Listener Pauletta from Wilmington wrote during the Republican National Convention, "The local news segment by Rachel Lewis Hilburn ran multiple stories of State Senator David Rauser addressing the Republican National Convention on Tuesday in a way that struck me as unpaid political ads in his bid to unseat U.S. House Representative Mike McIntyre in the November election. When will Representative McIntyre get an equal airing of his side of the campaign issues?" In response, while we had interviewed Representative McIntyre in connection with an immigration story, our coverage was of the Republican and Democratic national conventions. Candidate Rauser did speak at the Republican National Convention, but Representative McIntyre had kept his distance from the Democratic National Convention. We did interview spokesman and entertainer Cal Penn in connection with the Democratic Convention. Dan Bailey commented on our website about our upcoming partnership challenge for the October Fund Drive. "Are only businesses eligible? No volunteers, like usual?" I replied to Dan, "Not at all. Our primary goal is for nonprofits to join in, but businesses are welcomed as well, and they will be encouraged to salute a nonprofit in their underwriting if they win the competition. We'll still have a need for individual volunteers for shifts that aren't spoken for and to help us out during busy hours. Just drop a note to WHQR at WHQR.org and indicate when you'd be available. Thank you." Finally, listener John from Wilmington wrote, "Morning news, fresh air, splendid table, and occasionally evening news are good." We'd love to hear from you on Friday Feedback. You can send us feedback in an email message to feedback@whqr.org. Our feedback phone is 910-292-WHQR. That's 292-9477. And thanks for your feedback.